Imagine walking into a room where 7 out of 10 people feel disconnected from their work, costing billions in lost productivity. This isn't hypothetical, it's today's workplace reality. At its heart, management isn't about spreadsheets or strategies, but about understanding what makes people tick. Effective management requires balancing technical demands with human dynamics, creating environments where people naturally contribute their best work. The most challenging aspect isn't planning or organizing, it's working with people. Understanding their needs, motivations, and capabilities requires emotional intelligence that many technically proficient managers lack. This explains why stellar individual contributors often struggle when promoted to management. The skills that made them excel rarely translate directly to managing others effectively. What separates exceptional managers is their ability to communicate clearly, set expectations, provide constructive feedback, and create conditions where people choose to contribute their discretionary effort, that extra level of commitment that can't be demanded, only inspired. Management operates in constant turbulence, where the only constant is change, requiring adaptability and resilience. Self-awareness becomes your greatest asset, allowing you to leverage strengths while building teams that complement your limitations. Leadership transcends management by focusing on people and purpose rather than processes and systems. Effective leaders define what must be accomplished, ensure achievement of purpose, and maintain productive relationships both between themselves and team members and among the team. The best leaders balance task, individual, and group maintenance needs based on the situation, avoiding extremes of being too task-oriented or too people-oriented. Your leadership style should flex according to circumstances, like a military commander using directive leadership during operations, but collaborative approaches during planning. As Lao Tzu noted, a leader is best when people barely know he exists. When his work is done, his aim fulfilled, they will say, "We did it ourselves." Effective leaders earn trust through self-awareness, understanding team members' motivations, and involving people in decisions affecting them. They demonstrate emotional intelligence by reading the room and adjusting their approach, recognizing that leadership isn't about being in charge, it's about taking care of those in your charge. Motivation, getting people to move in your desired direction, is leadership's lifeblood. While organizational rewards matter, you as manager play the crucial role in daily motivation. People choose how much discretionary effort to give, and your job is maximizing this by understanding individual drivers. Traditional carrot-and-stick approaches fail with complex, creative tasks. Two valuable theories remain. Goal theory shows motivation increases with specific, challenging, but accepted goals and performance feedback. Expectancy theory demonstrates motivation occurs when people understand goals, believe they can achieve them, know what rewards they'll receive, and value those rewards. Effective motivation combines intrinsic satisfaction from meaningful work with appropriate extrinsic rewards. People engage most deeply when finding their work inherently interesting while receiving recognition. This explains why even highly paid professionals disengage when work lacks meaning or autonomy. Understanding individual motivational differences is critical. What drives one person may not affect another. Some are motivated by achievement, others by affiliation or power. Some seek security, while others need variety and challenge. Effective managers understand these differences rather than applying one-size-fits-all strategies. Engagement flourishes when employees find genuine interest in their work and exceed minimum requirements. Research shows engaged employees are 87% less likely to leave and deliver 21% higher profitability. This engagement thrives with meaningful work that utilizes skills while providing autonomy. As a manager, your daily behaviors directly influence up to 70% of variance in engagement scores. Successful managers boost engagement through regular one-on-ones, coaching, recognition, and balancing work with fun. At Google, teams receiving weekly recognition are 40% more likely to be highly engaged. Remote work presents unique challenges, with 65% of remote workers feeling less connected. Effective remote management requires clear expectations, appropriate tools, regular communication about work and well-being, virtual team interaction, strategic video conferencing, attentive listening, consistent feedback, and flexible evaluations. Effective teams have clear purpose, with members feeling their work matters personally and organizationally. They maintain comfortable atmospheres where members listen to each other, possess multiple skills, reach consensus decisions, have clear assignments, and benefit from leadership that guides without dominating. When designing roles, maximize intrinsic motivation through providing variety, skill development opportunities, autonomy in working methods, achievement feedback, and understanding work significance. This job enrichment approach increases engagement by making work inherently satisfying. Modern organizations use dynamic role profiles rather than static job descriptions. These documents define a role's purpose and key result areas with specific performance expectations, including knowledge, skills, and behavioral requirements that identify learning needs. Team building develops your team's capacity to deliver superior performance by clarifying goals, ensuring effective collaboration, strengthening skills, building commitment, removing obstacles, and creating development opportunities. Regular performance reviews should include progress feedback, work reviews of team functioning, group problem solving, and objective updates based on changing requirements. Traditional performance appraisal systems have been discredited. Effective managers build relationships with team members, provide ongoing feedback, and connect individual work to organizational objectives. Performance leadership involves setting direction, providing resources, motivating teams, developing skills, monitoring progress, delivering feedback, and ensuring corrective action when needed. The most critical skills are defining objectives and providing feedback. Objectives indicate what must be accomplished. Performance objectives, work requirements and targets, and personal objectives, developmental or behavioral. Feedback informs on results and behaviors through informal conversations or formal reviews, reinforcing good behavior and indicating where change is needed. When addressing underperformance, determine if the issue stems from the individual, leadership, or work system. Individual issues may arise from inability, skill gaps, poor attitude, or unclear expectations. The systematic approach includes identifying performance gaps, establishing root causes, agreeing on actions, providing support, monitoring progress, and offering guidance, proceeding with formal measures only if remedial efforts fail. Delegation, deliberately giving someone authority to carry out work you could have kept for yourself, forms the backbone of effective leadership. While you delegate authority, you remain accountable for results, balancing empowerment with oversight. Effective delegation spans from managerial control to individual empowerment, with the right balance depending on task complexity, risk level, and individual capabilities. As team members demonstrate competence, delegation progresses from specific instructions with frequent checking to general direction with minimal oversight. Delegate when facing excessive workload, needing to focus on priorities, developing team members, or increasing engagement. Strategic delegation identifies growth opportunities while ensuring business continuity. Delegate tasks that don't require your personal attention, not just unpleasant work. When delegating, provide full context, the why, expectations, deadlines, outcomes, decision-making authority, escalation protocols, reporting requirements, and available support. Establish check-ins that decrease as competence grows. Create feedback loops where both parties learn, celebrating successes and treating mistakes as growth opportunities. The essence of management is unlocking human potential, creating environments where people contribute their best, feel valued for their talents, and grow through challenges. Your effectiveness is measured by what your team achieves together, not your personal accomplishments.